Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are at episode 5 of Barton Means Business.
Just amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. Hi, folks. Welcome back.
We are glad to be here. We're really enjoying this and having a great time. And thank you, everyone, for all the great comments. We are just so excited that you're enjoying this as much as we are.
Yeah, I will say that over the past several days, I've had a chance to meet with a lot of folks as I've been kind of walking across campus. And every few steps I take, someone's saying something about this podcast. So thank you, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing.
And with that, let's talk about what has happened in this last week. We did mention a few things that Ken has been doing, and we're going to have some great clips for you this week. Right. One of them being a clip from that movement talk that you did. I'm really excited about that because I heard great things about it.
I had a wonderful time. I was invited by Dr. Gerard Lang and his work with the Honors College. Wonderful, wonderful experience. And, you know, it was supposed to be more of a 20-minute TED Talk kind of thing, but I call it the after party. It was the 40 minutes afterwards talking with students. Everyone else had left and they had lots of questions and we just had lots of really in-depth interaction about what movement is. And I'll give you kind of a theme for today's talk or this recap, and I'm going to say participation. I didn't expect the participation. I expected to go in there and just chat about, my subject and then, wave my hands and leave. But no, they wanted to know more. I'd given them a subject about, growing up in San Francisco and just being a young boy in San Francisco and what that was like. And they just had question after question after question, and it was really fun. So participation, I think, is the word of the week for us here at Barton College School of Business and Innovation.
Well, I think that's really interesting because I think that students get more out of their college experience when they do participate, when they jump in and ask questions and really are there and present. That right. is when they get more out of school and their education.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of clips you have, but you might have some audio clips or video clips or stills. But I think the clips you're going to use will hopefully reflect some of that engagement, some of that participation, some of that excitement.
So does that, those four words, they spell anything out for you? What would be an acrostic there or an acronym?
Lead.
That's right. That's the essence of being a leader. Well, yeah, I've got the little logo there, the little drawing there, L-E-A-D. Makes it easy, I guess. Okay. Thank you, folks. So next one. So that was fun. That was about 7 or 8 minutes. If I gave you a test on it now without your notes, could you probably pass, you think, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome. See, I'm loving this. But just in case you can't, there's this thing that we do, we call storytelling, right? We tell stories. Why do we tell stories?
Prove a point.
To prove a point or to shape it in a way that helps you understand what's also being said. It kind of makes it relevant to whatever you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great that students opted to stay afterward and ask questions and stuff, because that doesn't happen very often. So that's pretty cool.
Had a great time. But it makes me think about, as I think about participation and about, this past week at Barton College, I had my staff meeting last week as well, and it was wonderful. We had a visitor, Steve Bastian, from the North Carolina East Alliance, which is one part economic development, one part education, another part maybe industry connections. But I love how if you kind of extend participation to that, you know, Steve just came in to hear our stories and hear what we were doing and what we were up to. And I love that about Barton College, because we really are an anchor in the community. And I love that people will come and visit with us and chat with us and take the time to learn about what we're doing here at the School of Business and Innovation. It's really wonderful. And I was impressed as well that my team were excited and hungry for such visits. So I've had probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 staff meetings so far since I've been here, and everyone has gotten better. Everyone has gotten more detailed, and I really have enjoyed having guests appear during the meetings. I think it's something that has not been traditional. And if you know, when I say the word staff meeting, it's like, oh my gosh, people roll their eyes, you know, another staff meeting. But no. I mean, I think Becky will tell you too that Ken Russell's version of a staff meeting is quite different than most everyone's version of a staff meeting.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm glad to hear that. And that sounds like a lot of fun. So looking forward to hearing more about your future staff meetings.
Well, one thing that came out of it, and I'll go ahead and move to our next topic. So this idea of our new sessions that we'll be having, we talked about the business of sessions, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But we also talked about our valued voices sessions. And I wanted to reveal that I have 2 new hosts for that. It won't just be me or you on these videos. We're going to have our Professor Corey Coley and Professor Navi Puni. They're going to be leading the charge with regard to these valued voices sessions. And just as a reminder what those are, very similar in format, where they're virtual conversations with folks who are somehow connected to Barton College. So it may be an alum, it may be a business owner here in Wilson, North Carolina, but some sort of connection with the college. And Navi and Corey will be kind of digging that out and getting those stories out to us, sharing the stories from the journey. So hopefully we'll have one of those sometime in early November.
Oh, that's great. Looking forward to seeing what the first few are going to be. Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned it, let's talk about business of really quickly, because you recorded a session, right? And I don't think you revealed much about what it was going to be, but now maybe you can talk a little bit about it, and we're going to try to pull a clip from that and share just a brief little preview of it.
Yes. In fact, I think the folks in the business would call it in the can, but not quite, because it's in what they call in post. So I'm shaking my head because these are terms that I'm not used to using, but it is being edited at the moment as we sit here. As you see, I'm in my office here in Wilson at Barton College, here in the corner office of the School of Business and Innovation. But yes, we recorded last week with Dr. Michelle Fritsch. She is wonderful. She has a company called Propel Wellness. And as you can imagine, this edition of The Business Of will be called The Business of Wellness. And all I'll say at this point is that she and I talked a great deal about your portfolio. Now, not your financial portfolio, but your wellness portfolio. So I'm very excited to reveal that, and we'll have that for you. Maybe a clip from that right now.
So I left academia and primary care, healthcare to pursue this because I couldn't find where anybody was really in front of this and helping people plan not just the finances, which is what most people think of about future planning, but plan the wellness. And that's how I landed here.
Wow, that was great. I love it. I really like that about having a portfolio of wellness. I haven't really thought of it that way. So that's a really interesting way to approach it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we spend our entire careers focused on the mathematics of retirement or what we're going to do in that next phase of our life, because it's easier for the brain to handle, I have this much money, I want this much money, how do I make that happen? It's simple arithmetic, really. How you get there is kind of complicated, but the numbers aren't that difficult to think about. What is more difficult is to say, when I retire or at some other point in life, I'm going to go to Greece or I'm going to go to France or I'm going to do this. I'm going to play pickleball or whatever it may be. It's harder to get that, really, if you think about it, because we never take enough time for ourselves, for our wellness. So I had a lovely conversation with her, and I think that we'll be seeing more of her in the future.
Wonderful. Now, our next topic was about you were actually having lunch with the president last week. Okay, now it wasn't just you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the president's luncheon?
Well, What was really great, the president and his wife, Beth, would invite all new employees to a luncheon. And I really appreciated the time that they put together for this. And it was lovely. It was nice. And we had wonderful conversation. And that's what I really wanted to share with you. It's this idea, again, the word of the week, participation. The ability for the president and his family to invite us. And we're just, you know, different people, but the connection that we have is that we're all new to Barton College. And we sat around and we talked about the things that brought us to Barton College, the things that matter to us in life, and the things that we are enjoying and also kind of, you know, learning about Wilson, the community here, and how we are all participating in all that is Barton College. So it was really wonderful just talking, gathering, you know, stories and learning about each other and becoming more aware of the Barton College community. It was great.
Great. I was going to say community, and I'm glad you said it that way, because it is a great little community. And speaking of community, I believe there was a homecoming this past weekend. So I hear that that was a lot of fun. Yes. Although I do, I'm sorry about the loss. That was a tough one to take there, but we're rooting for them to.
Well, thank you. She's talking about the football team, folks. So we have lots of other teams that did really well.
Yeah.
But the football team, of course, you know, that's close to the hearts of a lot of folks around here. And yeah, they didn't quite make it, but we still love them. And I'm looking forward to a few more games before the end of the season. But no, homecoming was wonderful. I mean, it was so frenetic, energetic, whatever etic word you want to use. It was just really a great time. And the folks here at Barton College put on a wonderful, wonderful event. From my part, you know, the School of Business and Innovation, we had a little section there where, by the way, we had people that were scanning our QR code for this very podcast. So if you learned about this podcast via that QR code, thank you. Thank you for joining. But what I really loved about it, Becky, was just meeting people who had connections with Barton that went back decades. I mean, these folks, whether they were former professors, former students, they would come and tell me their stories. And again, back to that word, participation, how they became who they are by participating here at Barton College. Just a wonderful experience. What a great way to spend a weekend with new friends and old. It was great.
Oh, that's really great to hear. I love homecoming. I think that's a really great tradition to have. So what else happened this past week? Oh, I believe we were also going to talk about your talk that you did for the higher ed procurement folks. And I believe that you might have a clip for that as well.
So AI informs our risk, right? Operational risk, institutional risk, and our reputational risk, quite honestly, because if we're going to let AI do some of the things that we've typically had a human do for quite a while, we got to make sure we have checks and balances. We've got to make sure that people understand that it is, in fact, an agent. One of the most important things you have to do when using AI, folks, is you have to declare and you have to disclose. A lot of folks don't do that. And that's why I say you have to, because somebody's got to say it. It should not be optional that you have to declare when you're using AI for disclosing. And how many times have you talked to a voice response thing when you're on the telephone and you realize, am I talking to a human? It sounds like a human. But is it a human? You shouldn't have to ask that question. It should just be declared and disclosed that you're talking to an AI agent, that sort of thing. So RISK, reveal the challenges, identify the trends, source the optimization, and then knowledge sharing.
What's really exciting about those kinds of things is not the personal accolades and things like that, but it's the chance to promote what we're doing at Barton College. Anytime I get a chance to talk about the College of Business and Innovation, I do. And I'm very fortunate that people want to hear about some of the topics that I'm talking about these days. So whether it's about our amazing school or whether it's about some new technology or new use of technology in a business situation, I like being able to talk about how Barton is leading the way in some of these areas.
Terrific. So with that, what is coming up this week at Barton?
Well, it's that time of year where our students are getting ready to register. So before you register, though, you have to have access to your advisor. Advising is a big thing at Barton College. In fact, of all the universities and colleges that I've worked with over the years, I love the approach that Barton College has with advising. They take a personal approach, and they want to make sure that they see everyone. And when I say see, they really do want to lay eyes on students. And even when I was an undergraduate years and years ago, that didn't happen. I'd ask you, Becky, do you even remember who your advisor was? Do you remember the kind of advice they gave you? Or was it more of a stamp and move along, kid? That doesn't happen at Barton. So tell me about your experience. I'd love to hear it.
I think when I was a freshman, I got advising, but I was at a very small liberal arts college my first year of school. But then later on, when I went to state, and by state, I mean San Diego State. I didn't go to NC State. Then it was, there were just too many students. I didn't get any personal advising or anything like that. So yeah, it was very impersonal.
Yeah, so the coming week, we're going to be talking a lot about advising, really sitting with the students and just chatting with them about where they are and what they're looking for and how Barton can help them get there. And I think that's one of the unique values of Barton College and the Barton College education.
That's great. I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes. Is there anything else going on this week that you wanted to share? As we're in the middle of fall, it starts to get a little quieter for a little while, and then it's going to speed up at the end of the year and stuff like that.
Well, it's always busy for me because there's a dual element to what I do, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this academic core. We just talked a little bit about advising and things like that. But I'm also within the innovation office of what I do. I speak to alumni every week. I speak with business leaders every week. I'm always out doing something. One thing that you probably know about me is that I like doing proof of concepts, to keep them small in the beginning so we can actually show them and prove them. But then once you do, sky's the limit. I think we can do some amazing things right here from the School of Business and Innovation here at Barton College.
Well, with that, I think we've covered everything that went on last week and is coming up this week. There's a lot more going on to talk about.
Yeah, I think a lot more clips, a lot more, bits and pieces of things that we're doing here. I think it's getting exciting. A lot of new announcements coming up too as well. I'm looking forward to all that's ahead. See you next week, folks.
See you later. Thanks, everyone.